following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, what's good, everyone? It's DJ Untold, and I'm going to give y'all a brief introduction on what I'm going to talk about in the course of the podcast. In Open Eyes, I'll be talking about past and modern conspiracy theories of every genre.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to the second episode of Open Eyes. I'm DJ Untold, and we're going into the conspiracy theories of an organization that are controlled of world affairs. And they are called the Illuminati. Ooh. Sounds pretty scary, but the term Illuminati has been linked into some main events of conspiracies that happen to line up perfectly in the world of mysterious. Notice how the Illuminati is an unknown organization that moves in silence and are always aligned with mysterious theories. Examples are like what I brought up from last episode of why the Illuminati eye is on the dollar bill and why our most A-list celebrities are linked with the Illuminati. Most of these mysterious because no one really knows and why most modern ideas are linked with the Illuminati. With this, this episode is going to contain modern conspiracy theories and align with Illuminati and more facts about the secret organization. But first, I'll be going to tell y'all about the backstories of the Illuminati, just for people who don't really know much about this secret organization. But at the very beginning of the start of this organization, the Illuminati was made back in 1776 in a country called Bolivia. This organization was made for mainly political and religious ideas. And years later, in today's age, this organization is somehow mostly attached with modern entertainment in today's world, like in music, shows, and celebrities. These are what connect the entertainment, especially for celebrities, because they are often connected with their personality of what they put in their media. Most popular celebrities that I think of that have the connection of Illuminati is Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're often known with being controlled with the Illuminati because of what they have done in pop culture and in the entertainment industry. If you guys don't know, what they have done is that they have contributed the Illuminati hand triangle symbol with their hands every time they're hosting their concert. They would show the triangle with their hands proudly in front of everyone in the stands and on camera. With this, people have connected this weird behavior by them with initiating their relationship with the secret organization of the Illuminati. I'm looking over at a picture of Beyonce right now, and she's doing the hand triangle symbol with holding a mic at the same time. And this is a clear view that the microphone head is resembling the eye of the Illuminati. It's not like she's doing this for her music, but my theory is that she is doing this because she is forced and is working under the Illuminati. At the photo, she's even making a dead serious face with the Illuminati symbol. It's like Beyonce wants to know she's working under them. With my theory of her working with the Illuminati and with her fame, I think that the Illuminati helped her to gain all of her celebrity fame and A-list tier. I believe that because I feel like the Illuminati told her what to do and what music should come out, which is why the music is so good, because the Illuminati knows what everyone would like. It's like what I have said in the first episode of Open Eyes. I said that the Illuminati knows everything and we don't know of, which is why I think that the Illuminati knows what music would rocket into her becoming famous. Also, I think for her to pay the price of her fame and her success is to do the Illuminati sign in front of everyone at the concert, so everyone knows about the secret organization, which also includes her husband being Jay-Z I also think that the same way of how he gained his fame is through the Illuminati. This is what I think those two famous couples when working with the Illuminati. Do you guys think that the reason on why they met is through the secret organization, which made them to be in a relationship? It could be, but who knows? Another A-list celebrity that I think that got the fame through working with the Illuminati is Kanye West. I know back in the day, especially a couple years ago, he was in a lot of controversy about his politics and etc., which I think that it could be the Illuminati controlling him, because this is not how he would usually act, and his controversy got him canceled, which is really bad. But I'm going to talk about his songs, and I think that it could relate to the Illuminati. One of his famous songs that got him really popular is a song called Power. Coincidence? I think not. It's so obvious, especially when hearing and going through his lyrics. It's like the Illuminati is hiding behind those words, and most of us can't notice it. But in the lyrics, it says that no one man should have the power. The clock is ticking. I just count for hours. Stop tripping. I'm tripping off the power. Till then, blank that, the world's ours. Sounds like the Illuminati is writing these words for him and is secretly telling everyone that the Illuminati owes this world because they have all the power. It's wild that everyone knows that this song is one of his hits, and I think that it's talking about the Illuminati is controlling this world by its power and making everyone be famous, just like Beyonce and Jay-Z, and now Kanye West. Another song that Kanye released that truly shows him working under Illuminati is a song called Can't Tell Me Nothing. This song shows that he is working under the secret organization. In his lyrics of Can't Tell Me Nothing, it says, I had a dream. I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. With that part, when he said, I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. My assumption of this is that Kanye will be back from God, and he'll sell his soul and faith for the fame from the Illuminati. The way I got from this is that his lyrics is saying, it's so hard for him not to act reckless. It could be that the Illuminati controlling him from the fame of the entertainment world and him not having any control, since it's hard for Kanye not to act reckless because he's getting controlled by the One Eye organization. With all of that controversy of Kanye, I think that it wasn't him with the behavior he shows in social media. It's the Illuminati controlling him the whole time. I don't believe that it's his mental playing all the games that he be in with all the drama, but it's the One Eye doing this to him because they want him to be in the spotlight and cause all of the drama, because the Illuminati has been in the hiding, and I guess that they want to be noticed in some type of way. And you know what's best for putting yourself out there? Embarrassing yourself and being in a heated topic in our world, which is why the Illuminati is doing this to him, because they've been so quiet and the only thing to do is make a show. It is embarrassing the person who sold the soul to them and making some people notice that it wasn't him the whole time. Examples are like him and strange behaviors of remarking political statements and him making Nazi remarks. And do you know what connects to all of that? The Illuminati. The Illuminati is originally made for political statements and was originated in Bavaria, a part of Germany, which is kind of strange when he's making all of these Nazi and political statements in today's world. Last and only celebrity that I think was working under the Illuminati is Madonna, back in the day. The reason I think of this is because of her famous Super Bowl act that she performed in. With her act and theme being Egyptian clothing, which is the same theme with the One Eye organization, with pyramids and Egyptian colored coded theme of being golden. Earlier, when watching the Super Bowl vid, at the very beginning, she was sitting down in the throne, hinting that she is the leader of this elite group, with her doing Egyptian hand movement as well. It's not a coincidence that one of her biggest performances will be in the Super Bowl, and the only way to the Illuminati in a sense is showing the performance in front of thousands of fans watching the Super Bowl. Like what I was saying earlier about Kanye West, she was being controlled, and the best to advertise something that is so secretive in this world is to show out in the biggest performance in the United States. And all in all, by putting these celebrities side by side with Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Madonna, they all have one thing in common, and it's that they idolize the elite group and put them in their biggest performances of their lives. Like what I said earlier, they sell their soul for the fame, for them to be controlled and idolize the Illuminati in the biggest performance so people know that they're working under them. With my theory of this, I think that they were brainwashing us the whole time, but we couldn't tell anything, because we already been sucked in the simulation. From the brainwash, with us watching the biggest performance, I think that we were also idolizing them, but we couldn't tell because it felt so normal. With that, I think that the Illuminati were feeding into our brains, and we're getting every information about everything in our lives, so that the Illuminati can know what is coming up in future events. And it can be that since they can't go face us to sell our soul to them, it's best for them to brainwash us and get every single bit of information that we have in our brains to let the Illuminati know who can be the next victim of fame in our entertainment world. Like what they have done to all the celebrities that I name, because they also been brainwashed from their younger selves, and the Illuminati fed into that and consume all the information to tell who's the next victim of fame in the media and in the entertainment world in today's age. This is off topic, but I don't know if you guys watched the Marvel, but it's like the Winter Soldier being brainwashed into the controversy. And the only way that the Winter Soldier can be brainwashed is saying certain type of words that can make him go crazy. Can that be Kanye West in our world? Could it be that the Illuminati is saying certain words to make Kanye go crazy and say all of these crazy remarks and statement that he put himself in the media? If that is, it's wild that he's doing the same thing that the Winter Soldier is doing, but without the violence that he committed, but replacing that into him saying harsh statements that could hurt certain groups in this world. Last theory of mine about the Illuminati and connecting celebrities that are aligned with them is that, can it be that it's not them, but another person or thing that is playing the role? Can it be a celestial being, just like aliens, that is playing the role in disguising themselves as famous artists and celebrities? Is that why the government don't want us to know about Area 51 and other celestial beings in this world? Who knows that the Illuminati is actually an alien organization that wants every bit of information from us? And that is why that the Illuminati is strictly about not telling us about everything, and why the government is hiding everything, like Area 51, from us. So us humans can't be scared and frightened of all of this mayhem. But I'll talk more about this information
in my next episode of Open Eyes. If you guys made it here this far, thank you for listening, and make sure to always stay curious. Catch y'all.